I had a dog, his name was Jack. I left him on the railroad track. The whistle blew like it was burst. Toot, 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 wheelie worse. You hear how that goes? Now, you can listen. Don't you ever sing your verses, because I'll sing all those. It's only when you sing is when you hear the choruses. Now, you listen. He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory, 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 oh. Now, go on, sing it. Sing it just once. Go on, you sing it. Sing it, you silly fool. Go ahead and sing it. Don't ever pay attention to your verses, just the chorus. And it'll be more fun to hear my song, Glory, coming from the trees all over town when no one's expecting it. Come on, I sing. He's going out for glory. Sing it. Sing it. For glory, for glory. He's going out for glory.
You don't want you hanging around from this place? What you got in that there cage? Huh?
What's that?
What do you got in that cage there?
Oh, this is Miss Beebe's parrot, you see, and I'm teaching him to sing Glory. Now go on and sing it, parrot. Go on, sing it. Now he's going.
You better take that parrot back to Miss Beebe. You'll be getting into trouble.
Well, she doesn't know I got it, you see. She gave it to the hotel clerk to take out and get some air, and he let me have it, you see. Now go on and sing. He's going out for glory. Sing it.
That's about the dumbest parrot I ever see.
Just the chorus. Just singing chorus. He's going out for glory. Well, all right.
Dumb parrot, all right.
I'll teach him to sing glory. You just wait and see. I'll teach him to sing if I have to stay up all night to do it.
Yes, man. He'd better get to bed at night instead of setting up talking to a darn fool parrot.
Oh, shoot. It's no use for me to go to bed at night. I can't sleep. Gosh, I just lie there and cough something terrible.
Well, why don't you take a box of Smith Brothers cough drops to bed with you?
What did you say?
I say, why don't you take Smith Brothers to bed with you?
I'd be afraid their whiskers would tickle me.
Oh, you darn fool. I mean cough drops. Cough drops.
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't take cough drops to bed with me. I had a terrible dream about cough drops one night.
Yes.
Oh, it was awful. Gee, Willikers, I never forget as long as I live.
How do you mean? What kind of dream? What kind of dream was it about the cough drops?
Well, I dreamed I had a cough and was taking cough drops.
Yes.
And when I woke up, I found I had eaten all the buttons off my nightshirt.
There you go. Smart alecking again, eh?
No, sir. No, sir. I'm not smart alecking a bit. That's a fact. I do have terrible dreams.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I have dreams so bad that they just kick me right square out of bed.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
That's right. You know, I wouldn't fool you. You know that, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes.
All people, I wouldn't fool you.
Yes. Well, listen here. What kind of a dream is it that it kicked you out of bed?
A nightmare.
Now, you look here. You'd better be getting
Say, Mr. Winterbottom, I forgot to ask you. How is Mr. Peters coming along with his breach of promise suit?
Well, he ain't coming along so good.
Yes,
ma'am. No, and listen, that idea of yours of dressing up Lem Butler's bulldog like a baby and pretending it was Ebbs didn't work at all. It got us into a lot of hot water, that's what it did.
Well, gee, Willikers, how do you mean? I thought it was a swell idea.
Yes, I guess you did. Well, it just happened that Miss Beebe was in the store with this darn parrot here. And when we brought the dog in the baby carriage, the fool parrot had the whistle. Darn dog started chasing it and blamed me to wreck the store.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that.
You're sorry. That helps a lot. And just then, who should come in but the Countess?
The Countess?
Yes, and she saw through the whole darn scheme.
Oh, gee, Willikers.
Yes, we tried to tell her the baby was just a mite playful, but you could see she didn't believe it, especially when the darn dog tried to bite her lawyer. Yes, it ain't no laughing matter. It's going to cost Ev money. In fact, he's over talking the counsel's lawyer right now.
Oh, shoot. He'll get out of that, all right. Don't you worry about that, Mr. Winterbottom. He'll get out of it.
I don't know. The countess says she's either going to get the money or make Ebb marry her. As soon as Ebb gets back, he's got to write a letter to Hector, skin over to the post office and get a dime's worth of envelopes, will you?
Yes, but I can't leave this parrot. You see,
never mind. I'll take care of the parrot. Here's a quarter. Get a dime's with the envelopes and don't forget to bring back 15 cents and change, another.
Well, why don't you buy some stamps too? So while I'm over there, save a trip. You can make a swell buying stamps today.
Yeah.
They're selling 13 2-cent stamps for a cent and a quarter.
Oh, you're crazy, Hector.
No, sir. No, sir. Now, you know I wouldn't deceive you, Mr. Winterbottom. Above all people, you know I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
13 2-cent stamps for a cent and a quarter is what you can buy today. I'll bet you 15 cents.
All right, sir. All right, I'll take that bet. Now, let's see you prove it. Go get your stamps.
I don't have to go get them. I can prove it right here. We'll prove it right here. 13 2-cent stamps cost 26 cents, don't they?
Yes.
Well, a cent and a quarter make 26 cents, and there you are. Thanks for the 15 cents.
Well, consign that young jackanapes. During his hide, I'll skin him alive if I ever...
What's the matter now, Zeb?
Oh, hello, Eb. Why, it's that dad darn Hector.
Well, you tell Hector for me to keep away from the store here.
Yes, yes, I'll tell him. Well, you see the Countess's lawyer?
Yeah, I see him.
Well, how much you going to saddle for?
Not a dad darn cent.
What?
I ain't going to saddle.
Why, Eb, you got to settle. The Countess has got the goods on you. She's got that there love poem in your handwriting.
Yeah, but I told that there lawyer I didn't know what the darn poem said. I thought it was a code message.
That don't make a speck of difference, Ed. If the Countess is willing to take $2,500 and call it quits, you'd better settle.
Well, I ain't going to settle, and that's all there is to it.
But if you don't settle, you got to marry her.
That's just what I'm going to do.
What? Marry the Countess?
Yeah.
You're going to marry the Countess?
It's all fixed. Going to marry her on election night.
Eb, you can't do that. Why?
Well, I'm going to, just the same. She can't slicker me out of no $2,500.
Oh, gosh, you might, but
now, don't start arguing about it.
Well,
and don't go around shooting off your mouth about it, neither. You see, Zeb, I want to keep it a secret.
Howdy, Hortense.
Now, see here. I've suffered enough indignity from you.
Why, Hortense, what's the matter?
You know very well what's the matter. What do you mean by sending me that horrible-looking thing when I ordered a swimming suit?
You ordered a diving suit, and that's what we sent you.
A diving suit? What did you think I was going to swim in? You've made me the laughingstock of the whole Ritzmore Hotel. Everyone found it out. Every time I went down on the beach, I could see amused snickers.
Well, if you could see him use knickers, well, why didn't you use knickers, too?
I said snickers. Knickers.
I reckon you mean sneakers.
Yes, Hortense. That's what they wear on the beach. Sneakers.
Yeah.
Sneakers are slippers to prevent stone bruises. Slippers with rubber heels. And I...
What? Say?
I say rubber heels. Rubber heels.
Well, what you want a rubber heels for?
Why, on account of the stone bruises, Eb.
Would you please listen to what I have to say? I've come here with a legitimate complaint, and I want to know what you intend to do for me.
Well, if you got stone bruises, Hortense, I'd try some old Doc Simmons syrup of cinnamon. It's darn good for
you. Oh, I haven't got stone bruises.
Well, what in tarnation have you got?
Nothing.
Then go on home and quit squawking.
Don't try any subterfuge like that on me.
Why, syrup of cinnamon ain't no subterfuge, Hortense. It's a sort of tonic.
Oh, now you look here. I'm in no mood for joking.
Ain't in what, Hortense?
Mood. Don't you know what mood is?
How's that?
I said, don't you know what mood?
Well, if something mood, then it must have been a cow.
It's not a cow.
Why, of course it's a cow. Because a cow is the only animal that moves.
Yes.
I don't mean mood. I mean mood. Mood for a joke.
Oh, the cow just mood for a joke, huh?
A cow. A cow hasn't anything to do with it.
Anything to do with what?
Anything to do with a bathing suit.
Well, land of Goshen, Hortense, do you mean to say you stopped in here just to tell us that?
Yeah. Who ever heard of a cow in a bathing suit?
Yes.
She must be crazy, Zed.
I'm not crazy. If you only listen to what I want
to
say...
Well, go ahead and we'll listen.
Yeah.
Sakes alive, stick to one thing. First it's knickers, then sneakers, and stone bruises, and cows. But I can't keep up with you.
I will if you'll stop interrupting. You know very well I went to the Ritzmore Hotel to take part in a swimming meet.
Well, they didn't swim in the hotel, did they?
No, at a beach near there. All the girls who were taking part in the meet were to assemble on the beach the morning after I arrived. So immediately after breakfast, I went down there to Seagull's Peak.
Seagull's Peak at what?
Seagull's Peak at the girls.
No.
You mean Seagull's Peak at the girls?
I don't either. It's Girls' Peak.
with you?
Well, it's gull speak.
You're wrong. Seagulls speak to the gulls.
You're crazy. Speak, gulls. Speak to the girls.
No, you're wrong, Eb. You're wrong.
Stop. I'm trying to tell you that I went down to the beach.
Wait a second, Hortense. I didn't call you liars. That damn dirty.
Ed,